Whitney, Rochelle, and Lionel. PSJ speaks and it's going down. Conversations and they keeping it real. Holding nothing back, yeah, you know what it is. Ayy, reppin' Jamaica, no doubt about it. Talk relationships to food and even travel. Plenty conversations and they keeping it real. Holding nothing back, yeah, you know what it is. Ayy, PSJ speaks. Let's go. PSJ speaks.
Welcome to the first episode of PSJ Speaks podcast. My name is Lionel and I'll be joined by Brittany and Rochelle. Sit back, relax, and just listen to us. We're going to rant on about issues affecting us and affecting other millennials. We'll just talk and hopefully we'll be engaging and you can let us know what you think. Sit back, relax.
Welcome to our podcast, and my name is Wyra.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Introduce yourself, sweetie.
Rochelle.
Me just introduce myself. I want to know.
Okay, well, hi, guys. I'm Brits Breezy. Well, I'm Brittany Clark, a.k.a. Brits Breezy. And yeah, basically, all right, Lionel, go ahead.
No, so this is who am I, what's my name? Lionel. Right, so before we start, Zine, Brittany is gonna tell us how she met Rochelle.
Oh, I met Rochelle. Well, you just throwing me on the bus like that.
All right,
guys, well, you know, I'm just gonna take this opportunity to just tell you, I know you guys are curious how we all came about, you know, what is this all about. So who we are,
I asked the question though.
Well, I met Rochelle. At the time, I was a student at the University of Technology, Jamaica. Whoa, big up, yeah. I forget the character song. Anyway, and she was at what is school name? I remember some other school across the road. Anyway,
big up University of the West Indies, Mona Campus 3.
Anyway, and yeah,
and she was there, right? Because she never gone to a good school. But all right, go ahead.
Yeah, so we had a mutual friend. That's how I met Rochelle. I think what you used to play, netball,
volleyball.
No, volleyball. So you stopped playing volleyball.
Yeah, for a while.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. All right. Next question.
How did you meet me?
I met you same place, same night.
I don't think. No, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it's the same night I went to Burger King. You remember that night when I carried you home and we went to Burger King on the boulevard? They don't remember that night. That was the same night?
I don't remember that night. That wasn't the same night because Brittany followed me to take a bus that night.
Right, but the first time I met you before that. But that's fine, anyway. Oh. Fact is, we became... Oh, Brittany, so how did you meet me?
Oh, Brittany. Wow. I think we should address each other by our handles, okay? I met you at Webster Memorial. Well, she's in Harvard.
That's not true.
Oh, I met you on High Five. Yes. Everybody remember High Five? Okay, then. Him did just message me about, oh, you're so cute and sexy. And I was like, oh, thank you, you know. Yeah, man.
It was the other way around, but that's fine. All right, I won't spill the beans too much.
Excuse
you know,
I need to hear the real story because I don't know this. So.
That's the story.
Which one? Lionel's?
No, mine. But anyway.
How old are you?
I think I was in second form.
Okay. You heard that first show?
Mm-hmm.
Lionel,
flirted man.
Can this thing crop? Just wondering.
Yeah, man, it's gonna you can cut out and
add in. Okay, alrighty. Because we're gone 5 minutes, I don't think anybody's interested in that before I reach.
Anyway. So, yeah, and we're here. Zine?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, in a segment called What's Good This Week?
Mackerel Official!
Yes. Rochelle, you know, say you look like her, don't you? No, you remember the wig we were in London?
The guy.
No.
No, man. What? We don't like that.
Would you no, you don't think picture? So.
Let me talk.
See. When you propose a picture of the wig, where did almost leave in a room? What's the hotel name? Queen's
Palace.
So,
no, I wait. Like them closet.
No, hold on. No. How it start though? For true. The rice bag, the rice bag girl. All right, but she's the rice bag girl is popular on Twitter. Zee? Well, relatively popular on Twitter. And yeah, because I think she's a little bit So she tweeted, like she do a subtweet. I don't know if you guys know what a subtweet is, but anyways, like she shared
I will match up to boy, I don't know if we know what a subtweet is.
Awesome.
As in people in the audience, come on now. Yeah, so the rice bag girl subtweet out mackerel and say, yo, you know, since the whole makeover thing, she look like a popular compare girl, whatever.
Who just joined Twitter.
Yeah, she just joined Twitter like December, and then her followings were just going up. Because I guess because she's popular from Instagram.
Oh, no, I was saying that in the tweet he said is a compare
girl. Oh, she said that.
Is that girl?
Who is a girl? Rice bag girl?
Is that girl? Right.
Well, they say she gay, but I don't know if she is. But yeah, so apparently, you know, Shen, whatever she name, Shanzi, her people then clearly are going to pick that up, and then it just start go big in the Sunday morning when everybody's supposed to be church.
Lionel, my name comfy, like how them they comfy. What name? Mindo? What name?
Nino TNS.
Who is that, Rochelle? Oh, No, not him, Jesus. Yes, and peace. My name comfy, you know, like how them comfy, the guy from Spice video.
Nightly fix.
I guess men are nobody, so even if it wouldn't anyway, right. So that's how that started. And then everybody just start jump on it. But the thing is, I don't know. People say
but guys, start to know. Are you team mackerel or salmon?
If we're seeing it where on both
team,
people.
Team.
Me a team mackerel still. Me can't deal with the salmon. Too much hype that I say, I know. Too much people. Well, too much hype that I say over salmon.
But I'm confused. How she become popular? Just somebody just explain how
because
she
because of the one video she said she love tech people, man. And
not she.
Other one. Because I never know her until now.
Who Shani is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she popular?
Mm-hmm.
Has she been up herself and she's been a post? Her mother is...
Oh, she says she's just pretty. That's why she popular?
Yeah, she's nice.
She's well put together.
So, all right. So, what does she do on a norm, on a day-to-day?
The same thing. What do the Instagram models do? What do the Instagram models do? They're just famous because them look good. Them smell good. Them are good as or whatever. So, that's just how she got.
She's like a Chanel Katina.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
No, you have to cut that. Seriously, Rochelle? I'm so confused.
No, because she's always canned and she's always sleek, hotty. Shanice is like that, too.
Okay, so I thought, like, you know, she owned, like, a wig place or...
No, she didn't own nothing. She got school and she's a Campari ambassador or whatever.
So what them will come by Campari ambassador?
Our man have money and our man do something.
Yo, hotty. You know them? Okay. I don't go to school.
Who? But wait, I never knew that Nina put in braces. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm putting braces.
So, Russell, I never know that the music troubling about your teeth.
No.
Anyway.
All right. So,
question. I'm going to see the comment where it says, mackerel put in braces.
Oh, God. No. But you look like you have a little Down syndrome thing.
Yeah,
under.
I am not steady at all.
I am not a part of this segment. Does not control and is not a part of this segment.
That's that was your idea. This video.
So, true, if you look back on that video where she promoted Katie ear style, you see her item all over the place. Anyways, continue the item. All
right, moving right. So that what did you guys think of the plane crash? So because wait, before you say that. So guess when I read this news, it always reached me.
Yes, I did well want to talk to you about it, but you're coming back to Jamaica same day. So we just said, Mr. Menele,
I have a heart failure. You know, so you done afraid of them something there. And read the something. So you want to see me on the plane and read what kind of plane this is? Because them say... them say it's a specific model of the planes or whatever. And this is not the first time.
It happened in Austin.
Can you guys enlighten me about the plane crash? Because I just saw the picture. I didn't get time to read or see anything.
A plane crash.
Where?
Ethiopian Airlines. It crashed. Oh, God.
And it had a lot of different nationalities. Mostly like 30 nationalities. So including Canadians.
And U.S.
Yeah.
How much people did up on the plane? How much dead? How much injured?
Vietnam friend.
157 persons that everybody died.
All of them dead. All of them.
Backside.
Yeah. So, and that was Sunday morning.
It crashed in Ethiopia?
No, but the carrier is Ethiopian Airlines.
Yeah, but it's a specific type of plane because even so cat
named ET. Oh, sorry.
Cayman Airlines.
Maxi.
Cayman Airlines. They have a few too, and then park it. Them now fly it and one other country. So, but it's not the first time that type of plane crashed because it crashed a plane like it or a plane make the brand or whatever crashed in 2007. Correct me if I'm wrong. But,
oh yeah, that's true.
And anybody survived that one?
No, apparently not.
So me, you want to see me with myself today, go Google. Google. Plane crash survivors. And guess what? In a one of them, guess what? Me not know if I'm going to tell you, but let me tell you.
Oh, yeah, no.
First of all, one of the things that Emma said is better if you crash on land than in the water. That was one thing. Two.
Oh, why?
Me not remember. But, let me say it, I should probably have it up, pull it up on my iPad. Two. What saved somebody is that the seat where they sat, which they sat in the exit seat. Three.
They who?
Some people. These are
the people. No, the survivors.
Right, plane crash survivors. Anyway, so guess what? A plane in, me not remember, was his recent. Not recent. When I say recent, 2000. Crash in Thailand. Sorry, I had to tell you.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. And I was just why am I forgotten to this? God knows.
Wow. And then they say, Southwest Airlines and American Airlines have the most of those new 737 Maxes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, and then, clearly planes are expensive and whatever. So the fact that, you'd have to put this to this side or whatever, it kind of, it must be a big loss for them,
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're going to probably wait until this whole thing settle down. And then
No, because I see it have this something, there was this video online that was showing, there's some update to the plane that they didn't tell pilots about or whatever. The pilot who was flying that plane at the time he's been with that company or flying that plane, the Ethiopian airline or whatever, for 20 years. Apparently there's this intricate parts of the plane at the bottom or something that's supposed to, some technical thing, but apparently it's not general knowledge, they didn't tell the pilots or they haven't told the pilots. I don't know what it is, but
that's crazy.
I just been looking up information on these things now and stuff, it's just mind-blowing.
The Guardian says the victims of the Ethiopian Airlines crash came from at least 32 different countries.
Mm-hmm.
Largest number of them were from Kenya.
Oh, God.
And it was like a UN thing happening, a UN environmental program happening in Nairobi.
Right.
And that's where most of them were coming from or going to. I'm not sure which one.
Right. So that's terrible as well.
That is scary.
And crashed mostly 6 minutes after taking off. And I think the captain or something like that, but the captain realized something was off or whatever. And he got the green light to come back you know, to come back to land or whatever. But yo, because it went off of the radar. Mostly after 6 minutes. Yo, that's when you just go up, you know.
That's,
you know, when you
I'm
just
saying.
Brace yourself and you go up and then you just relax. You say, yeah, God no. Me no know.
6 minutes.
Me woulda dead, God forbid, but me woulda dead before me dead. If you get what me a say, me woulda dead before the plane actually land. Like, not
and
land.
Then there's nobody there. Brussels?
Yeah.
Brussels.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. So, there's nobody there to tell the tales, and like, nobody can really tell the story of what actually happened. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's then the plane like... is like destroyed, so they really don't.
Well,
so
they're what? Waiting on the,
nobody can tell
waiting
the scale,
on
the... but there are survivors.
No, there are no survivors. I'm
so
saying that
Britney said,
that
crash... somebody got saved at the exit because they were sitting at the exit.
No, she was talking about, like, in general, plane crash survivors.
And she
was saying that it's better when you land on land versus over water. That's what the people who, from previous plane crashes, not
okay,
this one.
Understood.
Yeah, what were you saying, Lion? They look on the plane and what?
All right, so they're saying that the only thing that they can use to... like get some information as to what exactly happened was the black box. You know, the black box, that little box that have all the information on the plane.
No.
You know about that?
No.
What kind
but
of info?
Anyways, so like on every plane there's a black box. It's like a box that you can't delete.
As you said,
anything.
I'll be reading that the black box recorder has been recovered from the wreckage, which should reveal technical flight data as well as the cockpit voice recordings. Oh my God!
Right, so like where the plane when the pilot talking to the people on land or whatever, so the pilot might say, "Oh, I'm feeling that something isn't right, and I might need to turn back. Is the way clear?" Blah 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 blah.
It's so, waterproof and fireproof and all of this.
Yeah, everything. Yeah,
data has come from tracking websites such as whatever the flight took off from Ethiopia capital at 8:38 a.m. and crashed approximately 6 minutes later. Scrime.
Mm-hmm.
6 minutes. What?
Yep. 6 minutes. That's like not even two songs good. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
You just left, and then there's this one guy that missed the flight. You guys seen him? You've seen him, man? Yeah, one guy. He's all over the news that missed the flight because he was coming from... where was he coming from? One country. One fancy. Like you would have said, not Dubai, but not Singapore. Somewhere. But he was coming from somewhere, and apparently that flight was late. And therefore, by the time he reached, he missed that. Like, can you believe that?
Wow.
He missed...
wow, he's supposed to thank God every minute. Like, every time he blink.
Wow, he missed it. I can't believe everybody died. That's horrible, though. But oh boy,
life.
Yeah.
Next.
Make it flow.
Right. So the last thing on our hot topic list is not the last thing.
Yeah, man. But scenario.
Right. Oh, R. Kelly and Michael Jackson. What do you guys think of that? Like those people or the scenarios like lately? Because you know about the... Alright, so last week there's a new documentary about Michael Jackson. Like a boy came up to talk about, you know, whatever happened to him when he was on Michael's or at Michael's house in Neverland or whatever. And yeah, so he was talking about the abuse and whatever, right? And the whole Robert situation. So you guys, you've been following it up or no?
Who is Robert?
We don't know who is Robert either.
R. Kelly.
But who? Weren't you just talking about Michael? I'm confused.
No, but it's both of them. They're like, it's abuse and like...
You're not dropping Bill Cosby.
Because Bill Cosby are late news. But,
okay. R. Kelly are late news.
No, but R. Kelly's been... him just go jail one day and come out and go back and come out a while ago. Or I guess you guys haven't been following that one up.
I'm not following none of them. They're about Mackerel official. And the Queen Lady Gangs.
Oh, Queenie!
The Queen of Bad. Yes, we keep that ball on your place.
Oh, God. Yo, today when I watch Queenie's video...
Like cow.
Oh, God. Queenie said, good afternoon, cow. Yo, I feel sorry for the lady.
Oh,
why Ziggy would that do something like that? Yo, I can't really follow the story though. Who is Marsha? Marsha is him ex-wife or what? Me confused. Yeah. Roxana tell me say Marsha is somebody different who have a husband.
Yes.
So Ziggy and a Marsha husband?
No. Marsha have a all husband right. in Canada.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Ziggy wasn't married at all?
No.
Oh, so Marsha leave her husband in Canada to come there with Ziggy?
Yeah, give Ziggy peace.
Okay. But you guys know that Ziggy is 29?
Yeah, and Queen of what? Ziggy not look like 29. Queenie look young, of course, but Ziggy not look like 29.
Me and Ziggy are the same age.
Aura! Wow! That's deep.
Exactly. But what do you guys think, though, of those kinds of relationships?
No, guys.
Like suppose your mother... Wait. Before you bring in here. Rochelle, suppose your mother come in with a 29-year-old boyfriend.
Come in where?
What do you mean? No. Suppose she introduce you to him.
Anyways, me not see them. Okay, you not see them. The two of them, you know me, I am for angry my mother and for kill.
So Queenie say she get it ash. Wait, what she say? Harsh. Like she say harsh. She try to play.
She get it harsh and
a harsh ash when there.
Oh God.
Me and you, anyways, yeah, Queenie.
Yeah, you know, anyway. One time gone.
What?
First time we used to think say Ziggy was like our send-up boy. When time she come to Jamaica, kind of. Like
maybe I saw it did go first.
At first, yeah.
Maybe. Like drop me as so. You know, like them gardener boy there.
Yeah, we get you.
That's what I used
to... Maybe he was.
And then she just say, you know, I could be a little more than that. Because remember say she kinda go on youngish and thing, you know, so and because she the whole parental thing that is... what happened?
I just yawned in the park.
This clown.
Sorry, go on.
What may I say again?
Carnival. Oh, let me hear. You remember she young in this carnival thing? Let me hear. Okay, that's fair.
I remember. Anyway, she act young and thing. So I guess one thing just led to the other. And
all right.
They ended up.
So I have a question for you now, Lionel. Who eating? God knows. Would you...
Mm-hmm.
Or Russia, put yourself in a guy's shoe. Would you talk to someone who is 1 month pregnant?
No.
No.
Russia, would you want somebody to talk to you if you're 1 month pregnant? Meaning you did that with somebody, but you breed and whatever, and when it does not work out, and you're 1 month pregnant, and you really want companionship and whatever, you wouldn't want
that's
somebody
ridiculous.
You wouldn't want somebody to be there for you.
Really, I'd say no and I'd say yes, but I'd more lean towards no.
So you'd rather to go through, like, you have, there's this man that's willing and what, you'd rather to go through it alone, the process alone for the 9 months. When I say alone, meaning you and the guy, you don't rate the guy, like, he's not saying a bit or whatever, you know, but you don't want to talk to him, whatever. So he's there, but when I don't really talk like that, and he's not going to be there for you like that, unless no. It's something finance-wise, huh?
Yeah, I'd go through it alone.
Wow. I mean, not what, sorry. Okay. So, Lionel, now, if the girl, suppose he didn't talk to the girl, like, when I was just talking and never serious yet, so you were doing your own thing, she was doing her own thing, something happened, whatever, but you really like her, she, you know, she have a good this, everything about her just up there, you get me? And, you know, she make you know, say, yo, it look like she pregnant for Jack. You would just say, all right, later, or you would still go through it with her?
No, I would have probably be her friend through it if she wants that, but I couldn't have, I think, whatever sexual or emotional, anything further than the surface, I wouldn't engage her in that light.
So you would be able, you would have your own person that you were talking to, but she, not that she can't. You know,
not necessarily.
Oh, so you wouldn't talk to anybody? Or you not try not to?
It depends. I'd probably try not to, but... All right, here what? What I'm saying is, 1 month is too short from the time you have somebody else to being pregnant
mm-hmm.
for it to be one, like, let's say it's 2 months since, and clearly it wouldn't have been months, but let's say it was 2 months since you broke, unless it would, like, You think it's like a one-off thing, like the person had sex one-off, the girl had sex one-off, and she just get pregnant? Because like she wasn't in a relationship
or say she got pregnant, and then a month after, she's never realized until 2 months when you guys start talking, you know, after a month and a half, and then she realized it. Because when you don't start, you know, not sexually active or anything, so it wouldn't be that person or whatever. So it's like 1.5 months, you know, she kind of said, wait there. And then, you know, 2 months, they find out, say, oh, whatever, you're just going to drop. Everything else is perfect. You're going to be there and support her because, you know, so she kind of, you know, going through mental stuff already and whatever, emotional things. You're going to be...
To be honest, knowing me, if it is a case where the person who she pregnant for don't know, you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, me, I hear you.
If the person don't know, then I would probably take up the responsibility of whatever, depending on how I see the relationship going. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But other than that, I think these times are too short to, as I said, depends on the situation. And then she herself needs some help that I don't think I could give, if you know what I mean.
So because that's a very... Could give her?
I don't know, like counselor, therapist or something.
Okay.
Like, it's clear, like, it could...
But then this is her so one... But yeah, I understand, but she's going through something now, meaning, yes, the therapist can hear, but right now she's in the situation, like, she's in a situation, and that's the truth, like...
What I'm saying is, it's not that I'm saying, oh, I'm going to leave you and you need to go to a therapist to deal with the situation. That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, you're saying that she needs additional attention.
Right, because I'm not trained in that kind of way.
So would you, like... rub her feet for her
at 1 month?
No, like, all right, you say you're gonna stay with her, whatever, like 4 months and so you'd rub her feet and get her this, and you know, well, just
saying, based on the circumstance, I would have said, yo, that baby is mine, depending on how I see the relationship going.
Okay,
you get what I'm saying? So, all those things would come into play, but if I don't see myself. And then it depends on the personality of the person. If I don't see it passing a certain stage.
Whose phone is that?
I'm wondering. Probably somebody's phone. Somebody's phone is dying.
God.
Rochelle?
Yes.
That's your phone, right?
Yo, you know what we should do? Well, we'll post an album. We should do a podcast talking about it. A highlight, I should say. You get me? Random, sorry. Yeah. Like yeah. When we do Mexico, so, when Mexico will come and we talk about it. You get me? We talk
yeah,
about
man, yeah, man.
What the guy named Melvin and
Melvin?
Melvin? But you know what I talk about, guys? You get me? So we'll call this Fred podcast. Marty,
please.
We'll call this podcast like England and you get what I say?
Yeah, I get you.
Next, we can do some episodes like that. But guess what?
All right, wait. We're just going to highlight two events before we go into another question.
Guess what, guys? And I have an ad.
Okay, yes. Let's. Who must go ahead?
You. What's the
ad? All right. So I wanted to speak about the Rum Festival. Brittany, you went. What did you think of it?
Oh, the Rum Festival. When I did the ad first.
I thought you said you. I said go ahead, and you said.
You go ahead with your ad. You said it's going through.
Oh, it wasn't. It's not an. It's not an ad for an event.
All right, go ahead with it.
No, you did the ad first.
All right. Well, I want to big up Alec Cupcakes. Yeah. Oh wait, I forget set. Never mind. Oops. Oh, okay. This is awkward. That's fine. You know what I realized?
What?
Yeah, man. My brand. I just realized it's competition. Awkward. Oh. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Whoa there. Yes. Roll back my horses. Anyway.
That's fine.
Russia wants sleep.
I'm going to talk about the two topics. I can do that.
No, actually.
All right. Yeah, so the event, the Rum Festival.
The Rum Festival is nice because you get samples, like you get a complimentary ticket where you can go around to the different booths and get samples stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, when the rum nice and whatever, and then the music, you know, the vibe. Remember, say, when would you go to the coffee one or the vibes did nice, but worse, imagine it with some free Baileys and rum songsters and everything. So the vibe did nice, and you're just conscience, as me get the money, it done. And you feel
like, oh, conscience on there,
not conscience, that's what I mean. Eden Sasko.
And that was the second night, but I heard the first night was really good too. Who performed again?
I think Idonia was the star.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I heard it was really good. But I think that's the first stage in Dora.
It was. But the next one won't miss me. I really liked it. It was very organized. It was very informative. Lionel, you would have liked it. Like, it had like the history and everything with the sugarcane plants. And I love the set out, the layout. It was excellently executed, if I can say that. Camille, my cousin, you saw, she was there. She asked me about you.
What did you do for your weekend, Rochelle? I was in Florida, Brittany. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I lost the flow. But who promoted it? Who, whatever it?
Jamaica, the tourist, Ministry of Tourism.
I thought it was Mystique marketed it. Oh, that's his company. Oh, so they partnered.
You can say that because it would be a case where I put on something I hire you to do the layout and the this and the that.
Okay. So it's kind of like a main event, like what?
Something like that.
Oh, they executed it, but it was concept.
I think they have
Okay. Understood. Got it. Makes perfect sense. Okay. Well, I think they did a great job. So big up to that company. Why? Anyway.
But you know, Jamaica needs more of those things though. I think that you see, like live festivals and stuff, you know, like how they would have some fest and I think we need more of those
to, why, like, keep
the talent and the attention inland, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Because if you want stuff like that, like a music festival or whatever, you'd have to go elsewhere to get it, and we have the talent and the stuff here, so why not try to use it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
All right, so we have a letter coming in. No, you guys have to pay keen attention to what I'm reading, so you can give
Rochelle,
me a feedback.
Rochelle, please, to take off the vibrate.
Rochelle will go first when I'm through, and then, are so much people on message there?
You never know how her thing say.
All right, oh yeah, forget.
Now load up the thing, though.
So when I'm done reading, Rochelle is going to tell me her take on it, and then Brittany, and then we'll go into we'll close off. All right, so listen. How do you leave someone you are in love with, but the person is wrong for you in so many ways? I'm a 27-year-old female who got married about 3 years ago. He was my high school sweetheart, the one I knew I was going to end up spending my forever with. So why not say yes when he went down on his knees? 2 years into the marriage, after my fifth miscarriage, I started to get depressed. Why? I found out that my husband was cheating on me. I found the text messages, the makeup stain on his clothes, and he started coming in very late. This was even after he lost his job. I said maybe our issues trying to get a child was pushing him in that direction, but that was just the beginning. It got progressively worse. We grew up in church as two strong Christians, and to this day, God is still a part of my life, as I am still actively involved in church, but my husband is on the other end, spending his time with multiple women, every week a different one. I get messages and pictures from other people about his behavior at parties, and even though he never discloses his whereabouts with me, I still get them. I am the only one working right now, and I pay all the bills and cover his expenses because I still am in love with him. I asked him if he wanted to work out our issues, and he says in time. How do I leave him if it comes to that, knowing that he is wrong for me in so many ways?
Where I get this story from?
Somebody wrote and told me about it.
Somebody wrote to the podcast?
Yes.
Excuse me, first of all.
No, Rochelle, what are you excusing? Just explain to me what you're excusing.
I am not getting married at 25.
That are you, but me, I said the person done married already. We have to tell the person.
Right. So, yeah. She knows she says a sign. Them talk about them woman here where God show them a sign and them say, God, give me one more sign. And God show them again and them just stay there because well, one, them invest a lot of time. And she say her first love, apparently she no experience nothing else. I just him alone. She maybe did it all the time with or whatever. She no try to see nobody else or whatever. She just needs to put on that.
So you're saying that she should get divorced?
Of course.
Okay. So get, just pick up all of your...
Him don't seem interested.
Okay.
Him a what? Cheat. Him a tell her about in time what is in time.
Brittany, what would you say?
Say to who?
The girl is saying, how do you leave someone you are in love with, but the person is wrong for you in so many ways?
Oh, it's simple. I'm good at leaving people. You just cut them off, remove everything.
Oh, God, man.
Numb your mind. Yeah, easy one, too.
You think so after 10 years, you're married to somebody? You've been with somebody for
Yeah,
like
but you
got to
do it. You have to do it. People go through worse. There's always
so you don't think that people go through... Sorry. You don't think that people who are married, you know, can reach at this point, at this point that this person is at, right? And, like, get over it?
Yes, they can.
So you wouldn't approach your advice in that way?
Approach my advice in what way?
Meaning telling her that, you know, there might still be hope, so she should... Because your first thing is like cut him off and numb your mind.
Oh, sorry, I forget that they're married. I mean, to each his own, you know, and not ever be here and tell anybody, said, try work it out or this or that. At the end of the day, is your life. And if you want to leave, if you're really unhappy and it just, I mean, you know, you must know how you feel in the moment and whatever. If you feel like you need for cuts, you cut. Me not gonna tell you no, stay whatever, because I'm not in the situation, nor do I want to be in that situation. Yeah. So I'm gonna just say whatever you feel for do, beat.
I think she's probably blinded though, because you know, like in the church or whatever.
Where you get this story from? You,
your people. You're probably in the church, Zine, and you're together for however long, and the people them say, "You man, go and go get married." Go
Who
get
did married. That to him?
What do you mean?
No, why are you listening over you? Go on.
Right. Yeah, people say, yo, go and get my, I'm going to have children or whatever. It's time. Like, oh, you finish high school, you finish university, and you're working. Why? What are you waiting for? You know what I mean? And then they force you into this thing, but you're not mature enough to handle what comes with it. And, you know, if you were to take it from, like, a sexist position or whatever, males are take longer to settle down or mature.
Mm-hmm.
Females. So
hear it from the donkey mode.
Anyway, so you should take those things into consideration. And then all of these things, like some people bottle up things like myself, like you bottle up things, so you might see something wrong now, you don't say nothing about it because they say, oh, it's a small problem.
You actually put a cough away.
Yo, no, we're talking about something serious, I hear she agreed. Anyway, yeah, you might see a small problem. And you do know about it, and you just something else add up to it until it becomes a big problem that you can't manage. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I think the first approach would probably be to try to work it out. See if you can sit down and talk about it, probably talk about it with somebody who not trust or whatever, and see if like some of the issues can, because it could be a case where him, because of the whole heap of miscarriages and whatever, however I'm losing job, why I'm losing job and stuff like that, probably those things, you know, help to make it reach where it is. I don't know. I would approach it from that way first, and then, because if you're not there for 10 years, it couldn't be all that bad in this 3-year marriage.
Right.
Okay, then. Anyways. What's this shit though? Yeah, somebody just explain to me what's the joke.
That's something that grasped me though. You're not afraid to let people. That's what you said.
Depends on the person. I mean, friendship different. But yes, relationships end. And like, I'm very aware of that and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, oh, so okay. She not dwell upon the red flags kind of vibe.
I don't fully dive in. So when it's, I'm aware that they end. And so I just live that way. I'm aware that it can end. Today we're together, and tomorrow we might don't.
But so then that never, can be...
Never be too connected.
Really?
Well, you can do it, you know, but that's just me. I have never.
So you don't plan to settle?
I am. What do you mean? We make me sound like something. Of course.
No, because settled. That's the vibe that I'm getting. That you're not gonna dive too deep in, so any day you can just get up and leave.
No, I am deep in, but I am. It's okay. You won't understand my talent. I don't know how I did. It's not that I'm not deep in. I'm all for the person. I'm all about the person. I'm going to give you my best and everything, but I'm not going to lose
myself. You're not
going to
be stupid.
Person. Mm-hmm. The person, I'm not going to be consumed by the person. That person's not going to be my all. I'm going to make sure that I'm okay by myself and I'm just okay. So if the person gets up and say, tomorrow everything changes, and say, yo, you know what? So and so, then I'm just like, okay, that's fine. Okay. And I'll just move on. I don't know.
So it's different for you, Russia?
Huh?
It's different for you. You dive in deep and close your eyes and
you make it sound bad though. You can't paint it like that line again. I said no,
we should
have a cast on breakups and stuff. I have a lot to say. You know, me and Queenie and I have a lot more in common. That, well, no.
Oh God! I wonder if she would have come on our show.
Oh my God! Interviewer, oh my God, we'd go. No, she would. Lionel, honestly, she would. No, that's a great idea. Russia, what you think?
Sure, I tell you that's a sorry other night.
Yes, tell us more, cause you barely said anything. Where is her?
I was at the gas station on High 95 Rondo.
You're good.
What you said to her?
And my girlfriend was like, wait, now your big friend that Queenie, them time she had drive out at the gas station and we were just about to leave off the pump. And my dad honked the on and then she stopped and reversed.
She was driving?
Yes, but there was a guy in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And we pull up beside her. I'm like, hi, Queenie.
But wait, is it Port Morgan, sir?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
High 95. Wait, no. Oh, me think it is okay. Whenever I hear a while ago, line out the brain.
As in the cheap one, don't.
Yeah.
Which gas station?
Above the KFC there, so okay. Right at the stoplight.
In a Portmore? Where?
Municipal Boulevard.
I'm gonna know what that day. Anyway.
The long road, the road kind of stretch around this so when you come off of Mandela, turn left.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking. The long, long road.
Yeah, the gas station is right at the stoplight there. So.
Oh, Phoenix.
Yes.
Oh, okay. But, yeah.
Anyway. All right.
We should get... So the next one, we're going to have Queenie. We're going to work towards having Queenie. We can make that one about, you know... Lionel, you probably might need help because it's three women. And we're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about the ugly, the pretty, the not so nice. Who is in one now? Who isn't in one? We're just going to talk about, you know, Queenie herself, everything. And how she is now, you know, after the breakup. So everybody gonna want to run into that. So make sure you're there before everybody, because then probably gonna put upon their dream and them because something there. Although we're not in them because the mix up and something there. You know, we love Queenie and Queenie are real, you know. But although we post up bare things about Queenie and Queenie don't overlook power. We support Queenie and I say, yo, Queenie, you know, keep your head up. Oh no, Queenie not view it. But we know so it's just love and love alone. And big up Queenie.
All right. Any other church announcements? No? All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys not next week, but the other week.
Well, thanks, guys, for taking the time out to listen to our podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Power Squad JA on Instagram. That's Power Squad JA on Instagram. Like us or comment, rate us on SoundCloud. That's where we will post our podcast. So yeah, do that and join us for another episode of PSJ Speaks.